Yeah, it was. You know, you're playing teams in the Region 9, especially the North and Western Wyoming. They're in the same boat as us. They're banged up, and they were kind of limping towards the finish line here at the semester break. But, you know, Coach Sosa does a really good job with that group. They're tough. They defend you really well. I mean, it's not very long ago where they're the Region 9 champs, you know, and so, which was, what, 3 years ago before I got here. And so they always have a great program. You know, that's kind of one of the teams that we strive to be like, you know, as far as the toughness goes and everything like that. And they just worked us up pretty good. They were tougher in every aspect of that game. I was really disappointed in the rebounding. I thought we'd be able to rebound a little bit better in that game than what we showed. And like I said, credit to them. They were ready to go, and they just beat us up physically all over the place. And that's what happens in games like that. You're not ready to go, and you're just going to get beat up. You know, and then Central Wyoming, shoot, they're 9-5 right now and playing really well offensively. You know, Coach Smith does a great job with their offense, and they make it really tough to guard and with some of the actions they run, and their kids buy into the system, and that's half the battle right there too. And so it was two good teams from the North. It's nice to see everybody kind of know where you gotta stack up against everybody else and just where you gotta get better at, you know. And so it was two tough games for us, and you don't play well, that's what happens.
You have some practice time now before the holidays get here. Are you kind of wish you had a game or two maybe still, or time just to get some practice in?
You know what? Quite frankly, no. I'm glad we don't have games. We're at the point now where, one, we have to get healthy. You know, that's there's no question about it. You know, we literally played one guard. You know, you look at our roster out there, the last, you know, four games we were playing, it's one guy has a G next to his name. You know, everyone else is a W or an F. And so that's winger forward. And so, you know, you're playing out a lot of guys at kind of out of spots at times, you know, and your matchups are different and lineups are different, and we just gotta get healthy right now. I mean, there's, especially with no games coming up too, and you got break, I don't know how much a game would do us well right now. And quite frankly, I was a little disappointed in this too. I thought we were on break already. It just seemed like our mental focus in some areas from top to bottom just wasn't there, and that happens. You know, it's people forget that this isn't Division I basketball or Division II where you got seniors on your team, guys that have been in college basketball for 4 or 5 years. They're all freshmen and sophomores for the most part, you know, and so it's different. College basketball is completely a different beast than what high school is. High school, you get the breaks. You know, either you play football and you get some break off, and then you can play basketball again. Or if you're just a straight basketball guy, you get, you know, 4 months to prepare for the season. You know, and basketball's different. You know, we started August, you know, 22nd or 21st, whatever that Monday was, and we were full speed ahead. You know, with lifting and conditioning and practices, and then you got games in there. It can wear you down, you know, and with not a lot of breaks. And so with freshmen and sophomores, they go through that, and you start to see it. And we were starting to see some of our freshmen hit kind of a wall a little bit, and that's to be expected. And so I think break comes at a good time for us right now. Just get away, you know, watch some film, you know, study yourself, to, you know what you're doing wrong, what areas that you need to get better at, and come back hopefully second semester healthy is the key. But also just regenerize, you know, and ready to go again. And that's kind of where I need to get to, because our practices leading up to these last 2 weeks, quite frankly, wasn't where the intensity level where it was at before. And I had always thought we'd have pretty good practices leading up to a lot of our games, and that wasn't the case this week.
When do you bring them back now?
So January 6th is when we'll come back. You know, with some scheduling differences there, we were originally scheduled to play Lamar on this 10th of January. So they were going to come back a little sooner. We moved that game back to match with what the women were doing. So that game got moved back. It's like the 27th. So our next games aren't until that following Friday, Saturday. We get that full week. And so we'll bring back on the 6th. We'll have our 2-a-days. We'll do conditioning and practices, weights, all that good stuff, and be ready to rock and roll. There's nothing like preparing for a game rather than, you know, coming back 2 weeks in advance. And, you know, that first week's probably not going to be very good, you know, where the second week might be. So we'll do that, and we'll be ready to go. I know that, and I think we'll get some guys back in the second semester healthy, and I know they're definitely going to help us out as far as our depth and just at the guard position. And so we're excited for it. I really am. You know, I think everyone needs a little bit of time off right now, but looking forward to what we could be, you know, the second semester. But, you know, again, I think I said it after Friday's game, you know, talk is cheap. You know, we got to start seeing some actions. It should have, would have, could have right now. And I'm all about results right now.
Challenging schedule when you come back too, right?
It is. You know, it's all South games. It's all South games. And then the Nebraska Conference, you know, and you look at, you know, a game like Central, you know, that we played with them. That was a defensive, you know, matchup there. And the first time we played them at home, they go play North Platte. And it's a completely different story with offensive power, you know. And so you know that you're going to go Patriots go down to their place when they feel that they didn't play very well here. And so they're going to be fired up to do that. You know, anytime you play Southeast Community College twice, you know, that's a tough place to play in Beatrice. Plus, you get the Region 9 South. You know, you got Trinidad, who won the region last year, you know, North Platte, who's playing really well right now, you know, who just lost their fourth game of the year this afternoon to a really good Casper team, but still scored 80-plus points per game, you know. So there's just – the South is just good, you know. And Lamar beat Eastern Wyoming. If you want to compare scores, you know, Lamar beats Eastern Wyoming by 20, you know. And we, you know, we did that healthy but didn't do that, you know, injured. So it's just tough. And it's region play. And that's why we play in the region. That's why we schedule like we did. And you, hopefully you get tougher with it, you know. Like, hopefully we can learn from this first semester, especially when we get in some of these tight ones. Like, hey, the 30-2 six runs got to stop, yeah. You know. Like, the 26 turnovers had to stop. Like, you know, I said it in my interview with Brent after this game. It was a pretty short interview, but shoot, we shot 61% from the field, out-rebounding them by 12, and you lose by 15. Like, how is that happening? And then, well, then you look at the runs, you look at the turnovers, like, we legitimately gifted them 30 points because a lot of our turnovers were live ball turnovers where you don't get a chance to contest at the other side. And so when you're doing that, you just don't give yourself a chance. Doesn't matter how well you play. Mm-hmm. We had to shoot 61% in that game today to be in it, you know, to lose by 15. We don't do that. We get blown out of there. And so we got to find now some of that is not having any guards out there too. I get it and I understand that. But like that had been pretty consistent throughout us this first semester. And that was something I know me and you had consistently talked about where we have to get better at, and you best believe that there's going to be a lot of film being watched and a change, at least for something that we do in practice or games, is going to be made to where we got to stop gifting guys points because we're too good defensively to do that.